Hey, people, it is episode 108. This is our first whiskey school. We're whiskey school virgins. Not just the first for the podcast, but the first for me, who've done a ton of beer schools. But this is my first with the fancier spirits, so it's a good time. It's Union Horse Distilling Company out of Lenexa, Kansas, which is about 15 minutes from downtown Kansas City. Great, great whiskey. Whiskey Andrew turned me on to quite a bit. That, of course, that's Andrew of the Beer Sauce Shop, located at 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, where we had this episode. It was a good time. So what you're going to hear in this episode is a fill-in for Tom is Kiefer, who also happened to be filling in for Bender at the beginning of the episode. So it was just me and Keef in segment one. Then we get to segment two, which is Kyle from Union Horse. And then we close out with Andrew. It's a long episode, but it's a good time. I hope you enjoy it. And remember to check out everything at the Beer Sauce Shop. Every Wednesday, there's a different school. Barbecue school, bottle share, which is not really a school. Whiskey school, and then beer school. And then randomly assorted throughout the rest of that week, they'll usually have surprise tastings and pop-up events and things like that. So check them out. Over 500 individual beers to buy, craft beers. There's over 25 whiskeys to buy and more, getting into a lot of different spirits. I've had yesterday, I had for the first time injure a ginger liquor, and I'm not a big fan of ginger, but I think that, man, I think if you were to switch that with the ginger beer in Manhattan's, you'd be happy. It was pretty solid, pretty tasty. Other than that, they also have the beers, the sauces, the green eggs, the smokers, whatever you need to cook, they got it. They also have bomber jackets, which is another sponsor of the show. Go to www.mybomberjackets.com, use the promo code RAPCAST15, and save 15% on your entire bomber jacket purchase. He's got free shipping everywhere in the United States, and if you don't know what a bomber is, check it out. It's the most stylish and efficient way of keeping your beer colder longer. It's a high-quality neoprene with a zipper jacket for all your bombers, your cans, your bottles, whatever you need. He's got it, and he looks good doing it. So go check him out. That's Alex at mybomberjackets.com. Okay, the episode's going to start. I don't know if I have anything else, so let's just go with it now. So here is episode 108, our first whiskey school. Come on with the music.
Random Ass Podcast.
Hey, we are back, and this is as different as it gets, because I'm not with any of my co-hosts. Instead, I'm sitting here with one Jason Kiefer.
Hello, folks. How are you?
What's your address, phone number, and social security number?
Fuck yourself, because it's not happening.
Oh, okay. Well, Jason's here tonight are you here breaking your virginity on whiskey school like I am?
I am, yes.
Those that listen know we've done a ton of beer schools. I've done a ton of beer tastings. I've even done a couple of whiskey tastings, but I've never done a whiskey taste or school. And that's what it is tonight with Union Horse out of Kansas City area. They make one of my favorite rye whiskeys I've ever had, and tonight I'm going to try a couple. Already got a little sneak peek.
You lucky bastard.
I know, and it's pretty good, so I can't wait for it. But Jason's here because he's been wanting to come on the podcast. He wanted to do it tomorrow night, but I couldn't do two nights in a row. The wife would. She's like, come on.
Damn you, Missy.
Yeah, well, she probably would have. Gun to her head, she probably would have, but we got a busy weekend with the Urge concert Saturday. We had this tonight.
I understand.
She's like, take a break. And then you said, well, I like whiskey. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you? You're a grown man.
Whiskey, free, drinking. Who can give that up?
And this is your first time here at the Beer Sauce Shop. What do you think?
It's a very nice place. Nice and open. Lots of beers, lots of whiskeys, lots of sauces here as well if you like to barbecue and use some sauce on them.
Now, I will say this. There's going to be a lot of ambient noise like there was last time we were here, but right now the speaker above me is on because I forgot to ask them to turn it off. But it will be turned off later. Yeah, so it won't be quite as noisy. But you drove all the way over from Illinois.
I did. It was about an hour drive with traffic. I'm dedicated. What can I say?
Yeah, well, I mean, and if you get too housed, you got a place you can sleep that's right down the road.
Perfect.
So, there is a story that I want to talk about with you. We want to get into this. I've known you every bit as long as I have Carter and John Shannon.
Yes.
So, you know, two people that have been on the podcast, two old friends. I think Dwayne's the only person I've known longer than you guys that I still hang out with.
Big D.
And Hikus that I've known a little longer. But
you came over to my 40th birthday party last weekend.
Yes.
And, man, you left quite an imprint on the party.
I may have pissed off your neighbor.
You did, who's probably one of the best guys in the world. He's not homophobic. It's just the guys from Bosnia, that they grew up different. And you continually grabbed his butt the entire night.
I did. I may have had one too many beers, and the wife was not too pleased of me that night.
And I could imagine. I was surprised you guys drove home.
We were fine. It was a little hairy.
We were fine-ish.
Let's edit this out so my employers don't know about this.
Well, we won't tell people who your employers are.
Okay, good.
Are you friends with a lot of them on the Facebook?
A few of them, yes.
Well, I usually tag people, but that's up to you. You just tell me what to do on it.
That's okay. All
right. But, yeah, the last one was the deal breaker. Because you full-on wind up. Whacked him hard, and God, I can't stress how cool Nerman is, and how utterly you obliterated any hope for a friendship down the road.
But the funny part was his wife loved every bit.
She's a very.
I am high in the echelons for her. I am down in the dumps for him.
Yeah, Arena's a very progressive, and see, Missy kind of sometimes pushes the envelope with old Nerminator. He's a really great guy and we're good friends, and she always talks about a bromance, and he's not even comfortable with that. And you continually groped his bottom.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens. I deal with you all the time.
But we go way back, and you know I'm down. I'm DTF.
Absolutely.
What cracked me up though was your backwards apology the next day. Your half-assed apology. Hey, if I made your neighbors,
I didn't half-ass.
It was.
I just wanted you to let him know I was sorry
And then you go. Then you go. You said, but my wife encouraged me, and like it was like I'm sorry, but.
Not my wife. His wife.
His wife. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, you were like, I'm sorry, but anytime you throw a but. It's like we talked about on the podcast when Kermit Washington apologizes for decapitating Rudy Tomjanovich with a punch. He goes, "I'm real sorry I hit him, but that ruined my life too."
Yes.
That's not an apology.
Okay, fair enough.
And so it was a good night. I do remember the night, but I do know, especially by the next morning, that I was housed. House two weekends in a row. I've been going hard since October 28th.
I know me and the wife were a little groggy the next morning. The wife more so than me.
We
kind of stayed home.
It's all that sugary wine she drinks.
Oh, I hate wine.
And she drinks it like Kool-Aid.
She does. She likes the sauce.
She's a wino by definition.
Yeah. She is. Absolutely.
It's very rare you see that in life.
Absolutely. So. Nerman, I truly apologize. I truly apologize for the way I acted that evening. It should not have gone as far as it did. If you want to talk to me in the future, you're more than welcome to. If not, I completely understand.
There's a history with you. Not you, but I mean, a history of us. How about that? Let's put it this way. When things have gone too far, we definitely do not know how to pull off the accelerator.
No.
We can't pump the brakes.
You got to keep going.
Yeah.
Balls to the wall.
We were watching, Melissa and I were watching, for whatever reason, we didn't have any shows going last night, and the original Jackass was on. And Preston Lacey from our neck of the woods. There was a scene where they're going swimming or whatever, and he gets out and he's in his whitey tidies.
Oh, we're going to talk about this.
And Missy goes, who gets in the water like that? I go, oddly enough, Kiefer does in Columbia, Missouri.
It happens.
At a Holiday Inn. A secluded place, but a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, you know.
Hot tub.
You don't come prepared with shorts.
Is that the gayest thing we've ever done?
You
were in your underwear. Whitey tidies in a hot tub with three grown men.
Yes.
Three of us.
Two grown men and Carter. I mean, seriously, it's Carter.
Yeah, mostly
Carter's
me
asshole.
And Carter, yeah. Okay, you did take shots at him before we started officially started the episode, but I'm glad you took one while he can hear it.
Yes, yeah. Jeremy, I truly loathe you for never calling me when you come into the St. Louis area.
He's a bad person.
You're a horrible human being. You married above your eligibility.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But he's a saint.
He could have almost married a tree stump and been above his level.
Absolutely.
He actually, you know, there's And Carter knows this, and it's not a secret, but Hao Pao, you know, who is not Carter's best friend, they're actually mortal enemies. They coexist as mortal enemies. It's very odd. It's much like Thor and Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Hao Pao continually questions why I had Carter to be my best man. And I tell him, I said, Carter is the single most dependable person that you could...
That is a very valid point.
Not anymore, though.
Except for when he drops the wedding ring.
Yeah, and when he's not calling you when he's in town, when he drives the 4 hours to get... Just something happened to him, man. He got married, and she is the coolest, most encouraging, fun-time girl there is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he turned into a stick in the mud. He skipped parenthood and went straight to grandparenthood.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, when I become a grandparent, I'm going to be the complete opposite. When my kids move out, if I have grandkids, and I only have to see the kids twice a month maybe, man, I'm going to be drunk 22 days out of the month.
Absolutely.
With nothing going on. You know what? We're starting to get a little bit of people in here, but that's okay. What? We got to get your credentials in here, because you know this is a pop culture podcast. We're... Beer side, we don't have to get into why you qualify for the beer drinking aspect or the drinking aspect of it.
Maybe because I got a keg as a gut right now.
That's right. That's not a six pack. That's a whole keg.
Oh, yeah.
You've lost a lot of weight, though.
I have. I've lost over 100 pounds. I'm shooting for probably another 50. It's been
a person.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
150 pounds is a grown-up.
It is. It's been about 3.5 years I've done this. There are ups and downs. I have not used any assistance from anybody, just diet and exercise and trial and error. It's all it's been.
It's insane. Well, congratulations to you, but enough of the good stuff. Let's talk about the bad stuff.
Okay.
Other than the booze.
Okay.
You've heard us talk. I know you got opinions on things.
Okay.
So what of the stuff that we always talk about, whether that's Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, all that stuff, what really gets Kiefer going in the pop culture world?
In pop culture? Well, I don't watch Stranger Things.
Because you're retarded.
The kids do. I don't. I understand. I did not watch Game of Thrones until last year, and then I binge-watched seasons
better late than never.
1 through 5, so I got 6 and 7. Oddly enough, I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, so
yeah.
I've yet to see this season yet because I don't have cable,
no.
And I'm not going to pay for it, so Fire Stick it is. So once I start watching it, I will give you an opinion, but Negan is my favorite right now, and Lucille is the best.
Wait, have you seen him? You haven't seen him on the show
season
yet,
Season 7.
Oh, I thought you said you haven't watched. I thought you
not
were
season
okay.
Eight.
This season,
yes.
It's Game of Thrones. You're 2 behind.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, Negan is good. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's awesome. He's getting he was already awesome. He's already in great movies like Watchmen, The Losers, which was a very underrated movie, things like that. But he's starting to get some play because of Negan now, man.
Yes.
He's popping up in a lot of stuff. I just watched, speaking of Jeffrey Dean Morgan, if you haven't seen it, I'll link it on the description. Rampage trailer today.
Oh.
For the old video game,
you know what I'm talking about?
The Rock and Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Okay.
He's kind of the bad guy.
Okay.
Which that's going to be his wheelhouse now. That might be the best typecasting in Hollywood. It looks insane.
Now, the one show I do want to see is Punisher.
John Bernthal.
Oh, man, he was great in season 2 of Daredevil.
I did not finish The Defender, so I don't know how he plays into that, but I know he pops up into that.
Spoiler alert.
I don't mind.
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't.
He was in the trailer. Motherfuckers.
He's not doing anything in there.
Motherfuckers.
So,
the show looks good.
But I'm ready. I think it came out this week, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not out yet.
It's not?
No.
I thought it was out this month, or sometime this month.
Yeah, it does come out soon, but you would have already saw all the internet being abuzz over all of it had it come out. I mean, it could come out somehow. It could come out tonight at midnight, and by 1 o'clock someone will have binged the entire season.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know how they do it, but...
Because they're losers.
That is. Movies wise, I know Justice League comes out this weekend, and it's got mixed reviews. But
movies, I enjoy the comic book movies. I have not seen Thor yet. I will see it eventually.
Movie of the year.
I have not seen. I will see Justice League. The one thing I will be seeing is Star Wars when it comes out. Because I've seen the last 2 Star Wars when it came out.
Rogue One, I think I said this on the podcast, but I watched Rogue One last month.
Okay.
I got a tear to my eye again.
Absolutely.
Great movie.
Absolutely.
And there's a rumor that we're going to get gray Jedis now.
Ooh.
Something they've been talking about for a long time. Who Jedis that solely exist to make sure the light and the the dark side and the light side are in balance.
Yes.
No one gets over the other because they have to be. Yeah. And that makes sense for the way Luke's portrayed in the trailers. And
isn't there going to be a spinoff past episode 9 of the Star Wars?
Yeah, and this current director, Rian Johnson, maybe?
Yeah,
Rian,
he's
going to write and direct 3 more.
Yes.
Good for him. That means they've got confidence after this one.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
It's bold, and it's surprising because there's been a lot. The House of the Mouse has inspired a lot of vitriol from directors and creators that are like, too controlling, not the direction I wanted. Everyone from Joss Whedon to Edgar Wright. I mean, a lot of big people have left there and like, fuck this place.
Yeah.
But if I think like J.J. Abrams,
he's a tyrant. What can I say?
Yeah,
he's
a lot of people don't know that this is basically sweatshops. Those animators getting paid nothing, and you know to draw. They say I think at the time when I did the backlot tour, it was like the average animator can put out 2 to 3 drawings a day, and they were wanting like 6 out of those guys. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here.
Speaking of Mickey, we're going to go over there next year and say hi to him. Would you like me to pass any words to him?
Will Star Wars Park be open by then?
It will not. 2019 is what I'm hearing. For both parks.
I'll go in 2019 then.
I will probably skip 2019 because it's going to be packed
2020.
As fuck.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, 2020. We can make it a family affair.
I will not travel with people.
Yeah,
I won't. Yeah. I'll do like a cabin getaway with no kids, but if you want me on a real big vacation with the kids, call someone else. It's not my cup of tea. I go to get away from all you fuckers. I don't need you to go with me. And I love you, but I don't need you to go with me on my vacation.
We don't see each other, and we live an hour away from each other.
Yeah, but you just explained. That's a pain in the butt drive.
It is.
We live in the city, and I know it's, woe is me. It takes every time to get. But the one from exactly where you're at to exactly where I am, probably the biggest pain in the butt of all the drives.
And then leaving around 5, after 5, hitting all the traffic at night.
Nightmare.
No, it sucks. It sucks, folks.
Well, I tell you what, you're probably going to get to come on again later with us, most likely.
Because Bender's a loser and not here.
Bender will be here, but
he's not here now.
Whiskey school's about to start, so we're probably going to go ahead and pause for that cause, and then we'll come back. So in case you're too drunk to talk, anything you want to tell anybody about?
Jeremy Carter, you're an asshole.
Yeah,
go
we got that.
Yourself. Bohannon, I love you. Thanks for inviting me on to
the
podcast.
I like how I get the love and he gets the shit. So you don't even see say anything else. Let's just do this. Let's call it good from there.
Let's drink some whiskey.
All right. Hey, we're back for the second segment, and we do have, I guess we got 2 surprises. One's not a surprise because I told you that we were going to sit down with the brand manager or the brand rep for Union Horse, but the other one is, hey, Bender made it.
I made it.
Better late than never.
Yeah, I told you I was going to be late.
Jesus Christ. Kiefer's still here with us, but that said, let's go back to what I first said.
What a poor substitute.
I'm sitting down here with Kyle, and his card says brand specialist. That's better than brand manager or brand reps. You're a specialist, right?
Yeah, I'm special.
Yeah, so you're with you.
I'm a millennial. I'm super special.
That's right.
The elite.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny you bring that up because I saw today the official title for someone my age and your age is, I don't know how they're pronouncing it, but it's Xennial with a Z.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You meant Gen X?
I thought we were Gen X.
There's this weird, from 77 to 85, they said, is this gap that doesn't encompass either side, doesn't have the ability and traits of the others. So that's what we are. I liked it better when it was called the Oregon Trail Generation.
I'm a Gen X.
You have dysentery.
You are. Yeah, you are.
I was born in 84. I always thought I was a millennial. Ugh,
no, you were wrong. Hey, but let's get off that. Let's get back to...
sorry, that's
fine. That's not your fault. We get off on tangents all the time.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, I mean, but... I want to talk. One reason we're here tonight is we typically, Kyle, you don't know this, but we come up here once a month. It's usually for beer school because we are a beer drinking podcast. We are a drinking podcast. We've done wine. We've done everything on the podcast. But whiskey is something that last year I've really jumped into. And I told you this. One of my favorite whiskeys that I've drank in the last year has been the Reunion barrel-aged rye. And Andrew said, are you guys coming up for beer school this month? Because we do once a month, we do something here with the podcast or with a beer salt shop where we're at. But he goes, and I said, well, you've got Reunion coming up. He goes, oh, yeah, it's Thursday. You should come do that because he knows how much I love it. So that's why we're here. And I will say this. It's my first whiskey school I've ever done. I've only done one tasting, and that was at a not Randall's, Total Wine and Spirits once. Not as long to the level of this, but I got to tell you, for those that don't know, Union Horse is out of Lenexa. And just give us a little bit of background. And by the way, formally introduce yourself to everyone here.
My name is Kyle Poncher. I'm with Union Horse, the selling company out of Lenexa. We're just on the Kansas side of Kansas City, but we are a family-owned and operated distillery out of Kansas City. We're owned and operated by a group of siblings. There's three brothers and a sister that all have various roles at the distillery. But kind of the main thing that sets us apart from Kansas City distilleries or micro distilleries is we make everything ourselves. I mean, that's kind of our claim to fame, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But when I say we make everything, I mean we make everything. We have a local broker buy and clean all the grain for us, and they ship it to us. But we mill our own grains in-house. We mash, ferment, distill.
And you talked about that, and I'm sure you get this a lot. And the next, you're here tomorrow for Whiskey in the Winter. And so you got to tell your story over and over again. So I apologize, we're making you tell it again. But is it because Kansas, is that what makes it unique? Kansas is the climate and the geographic location allows you to
It's the armpit of America.
Yeah, but you can grow the things that you need. Everything you need can be locally done, right?
Right. I mean, so like we use four grains now on the market, but I mean, corn and wheat we always get from Kansas and Missouri. Malted barley and rye, when we can get it locally, we do, but sometimes we have to outsource that just because it doesn't grow as readily as we would like it to. So it's great for that aspect, but then when we get to our barrel aging process, when we have barrels expanding and contracting with the spirit inside to be making whiskey, being in the Midwest helps a lot because, you know, having all four seasons and then going through multiple seasons, it helps with our flavor and helps with our quality of spirit that we put out that eventually turns into our bourbon and rye and our new blended whiskey out there now. So.
And that the blended was the one that's like a couple months old, right? A couple months into the market?
Oh, it's not even a month. I mean, we released it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
October 23rd is when we officially released it out for our distributors to buy it. So it's been less than a month, and it's been very well received. I mean, being this new line called our Distiller Series that's purely experimental whiskeys, a lot of distilleries will make experimental stuff and they're really hard to get and they're very expensive, $75 plus. This is going to be a readily available product and it is our least expensive aged whiskey out there, which is, kind of completely different than.
I like the term best value. Yeah. That's your best value whiskey. And it is good, man. It's solid. I enjoyed it.
I agree. I mean, you get to, if you like scotch, you like weeded bourbon, I mean, just whiskey in general, it kind of pulls from all demographics. And for the price point and the quality and, I mean, everything you get out of it, it's been incredible.
One of the things that does suck when you agreed to be on here, I kind of wanted to not talk to you so I could get everything correct. But we kind of alluded to the fact in the beginning, we talked about a couple things. One being the Kansas City area near where you guys are. You're like 15-minute drive from downtown, right?
Correct.
Something like that. So we talked about a lot of people. I think people, even our listeners, are still pretty new to this. And they're pretty educated when it comes to drinking. But everybody in the world or in the United States still is talking about the boom of craft beer, and craft is growing. But I think what people that snuck up on them is how much craft spirits have grown, craft whiskeys. And, man, it really seems like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the last year, 2 years really, have been an explosion for craft whiskeys and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for craft beer, I mean, you think of how, I mean, every city in America has got at least four or five craft breweries. I mean,
if not 30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, craft distilleries or micro distilleries, it's a little, I mean, it's, it has the same amount of like craziness to it, if you will, because yes, there's not as many craft distilleries as there are craft breweries, but you have to think of like all the time that it takes if you're aging whiskeys or aging anything else, and then all of the like upstart money you need for equipment and barrels and product and all. I mean, it takes a lot of money.
The barrier to entry is higher.
Yeah, I mean, starting from scratch, like the family who started our course when they started it, but Union Horse. I mean, the amount of money and time, and I mean, it really is a gamble starting from scratch, and like you're aging stuff for multiple years and you don't know how it's going
to
taste.
That's what's amazing to me in terms of the whiskey over beer. It's like, yes, there is an aging time with some beers, but it's weeks. You're talking years. For one, and correct me if I'm wrong here, too, it's in order to be a bourbon or a whiskey, it's got to be 2 years, right?
2 years, that's correct.
So you're making a product and opening a company that you can't see 1 ounce of return on for 2 years.
Right, and that's why kind of what I was talking to you about earlier is that people will buy out, you know, they'll outsource their whiskey, buy from MPG, LDI, or, you know, found whiskey is what we call it. But that's why a lot of distilleries will go out and buy that so they don't have to wait that long a time, so they can just start making money right away.
You're going all in before you even get to house money.
Right, and you know, the whiskey could have sucked, and I don't know how we would have regrouped. You know, we 2 years would have been down the drain, and I don't know how you rebound from that, but
That's really depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank God it worked out.
But. I wonder for every success story how many that aren't that does happen to. I'm sure that it does.
I don't even want to think about it. Yeah. I'm going to try and sound the positive. And
that's right.
About it.
That's right.
I have a question. I always thought that bourbon had to be done in Kentucky because that was a bourbon, Kentucky.
Scotch in Scotland.
Scotch, Scotland.
Right.
Is that the same with you guys, or is that something completely different?
So, up until about the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a law that bourbon had to be made in Bourbon County in Kentucky. Or, you know, Kentucky, whatever. That changed because bourbon is our national spirit. Is National Whiskey Heritage Month because bourbon is our only, national spirit that we make. Everything else is from everywhere else.
Yeah, but tequila, so wait, vodka.
America invented bourbon.
Right, so bourbon can only be made in the States. Hashtag America. but so that,
fuck yeah.
That changed in the late 90s, early 2000s because of the boom in micro distilleries and then just bourbon in general. So just to be a bourbon, aged in a new American oak barrel at least 2 years. For a bourbon, it has to be at least 51% corn and then proofed at 125. For rye, it's the same exact thing. It just has to be 51% rye instead of corn.
Speaking of rye.
Yes.
Tonight, I really enjoyed your... Both the regular rye and the cask rye.
Or the bourbon, or barrel strength.
The barrel strength, yeah. Rye. Yeah. I'm torn on to which one I want to buy. So, your personal opinion, which one should I buy? Obviously, you would say both, but which one should I buy this evening?
I was going to say both, so you caught me. I mean, they're both my favorite because, honestly, I used to hate rye because I probably didn't like rye because I was stealing Overholt from my parents when I was younger, and that's the first rye I started on. Overholt's one of the most popular ryes, so no knock on them. But I went from a non-believer to I love our ryes. The ryes are my favorite thing we make. So
I think people are even people like me who I still feel like I'm relatively young to the whiskey, enthusiast. But ryes, I do, like I told you, that was the first one I had of yours, and I loved it. But I think rye, people get a little gun-shy of the rye because I think rye encompass what you could think of when you think of the punch that whiskey packs and hurts,
yes, right?
The hurting part of it.
But it's awesome.
It is awesome.
I do hear the peat moss a lot, but I mean, it's a lot of like the spice, like the black pepper spice, and I do hear the peat moss as well. But and that's why a lot of people don't like it because rye kind of
the smoky taste.
Well, it's a little bit of the smoke, but just rye just kind of like it stick. I have a lot of people say rye sticks to the back of my throat and it makes it like hard to drink.
You can feel it
right
for a little while.
But you know, I get that, but I don't get any of that in our rye just because of our process and it being 100% rye and how we make it. To answer your question, I mean, if cost wasn't a factor, I'd get the barrel strength just because.
So good.
One, you can stretch that bottle out and you can just sip it neat and just, you know, hang on that bottle for a while. And it is 112 proof, so you don't need four or five drinks in a night. I mean, I guess you can, but that's all you're going to need. But, I mean, the barrel strength being our most expensive product, it is tough. But, if cost wasn't a factor, I would have the barrel strength.
Cost is not a factor.
Right. We've had National Whiskey.
It is for Bender, but nothing.
We've had National Whiskey magazines say, you know, our straight rye is some of the best rye, not just in the Midwest, but in the country that we're making, which is awesome sense of how, you know, we only have 3 distillers, and, I mean, our company as a whole is so tiny. So, you know, our bourbon being a top 100 spirit in the world and both of our ryes being very, highly acclaimed and all that stuff. So,
speaking of size, and you talked a little bit about this, what is your production, annual production?
So we're under, like, 15,000 usable proof gallons a year. And to be a micro distillery, you have to be under 100,000. So we are well within that range.
And does that – you and I touched on – we talked about craft beer and Sam Adams and stuff. Is that a number that tends to swell each year, or is that a pretty consistent 100?
I think it's going to be pretty consistent. I mean, it might change, like, how – like, the definition of craft has changed in beer. So it might change since – so – and kind of going back to your earlier – your comment about how big the craft – brewery was and now how craft spirits have boomed. So when we started back in 2010, we were the only one in the Kansas City Metro, distillery-wise. 7 years later, we have six now. Which
six?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then so nationally, there was... nationally, I think there was about 150 back in 2010, something like that. And now there's 1,300, 1,400, something like that.
Wow. I was telling you... Go ahead.
How many of those... You might not know nationally, but Kansas City followed your model of 2 years and pray that it's going to work, or how many?
You have to, right?
Versus the
found.
Okay. Yeah, buying the found whiskey. I mean,
you don't have to name names.
This is always tough because I mean, we always, especially Kansas City or Nashville, we always try and
support each other.
Right. I mean, yes, we are each other's direct competition, but I mean,
it's a brotherhood.
Right. I mean, so
that's what's great about craft as a whole.
Right. So I mean, like. You know, Rieger's a big one, Kansas City, Restless Spirits, Lifted Spirits, Tomstown. I mean, there's a lot, and so we all try and support each other, but, like, we all kind of do different things. So, I mean, I don't think there's one that makes everything themselves and, ages and stuff like we do, but, I mean, they could have secret stuff that I don't even know about. So,
okay.
I mean.
So you got that.
Right.
I was telling you that we're coming up next month, and we will be reaching out for sure when we come up
for
there.
Sure.
But
we're coming up to Kansas City?
No, well, I'm going up for Big D's birthday, 40th birthday. Okay. So we're going up there, and
thanks for the invite.
We had the option. We had the option for that bus tour I was telling you to do whiskey, wine, or beer. Now we have women with us, and whiskey or wine. You know, you're thinking, but it's his birthday, so we gave him the option, and actually. When we talked about it and hashed it out, we took away the option because we could go to six. We could go six distilleries, which would be the six, or we could have done six breweries. And we thought, let's protect our marriages and just do the breweries and avoid the six distilleries.
That's probably a good call on that. Everyone's got their own niche and their own gigs. Exactly. So, we all try to support each other in Kansas City because it's really us against. I mean, think of the big distilleries. I mean. Brown-Forman, Diageo's. I mean, they're huge, huge companies.
And that was going to be my next question is, I got a couple family members that are huge Jack Daniels fans.
Yeah.
I've tried to get them into the craft beer world, but they're Bud Light and Jack Daniels guys.
Yeah.
What would you suggest, which one of your drinks would...
entry level or to get those guys over?
Or conversion... Conversion therapy is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, what's the gateway to getting off of the macros to the micros, so to speak?
Yeah.
I think bourbon or rolling standard, just because, I mean...
I think that's where your rolling standard does feel. From a guy that's just now getting into it. Now, I'm like we said, I'm unique to Rise. I like them, but that rolling standard is a very smooth entry into that.
Right, because, I mean, if you like scotch or smoke, I mean... Rolling Standard is just, I've never tasted anything like it because it's combining an American single malt and a weeded bourbon. So if you like one of those things or the other, it's going to pull you in from that demographic just so you can try and reach that person who is coming from something else. Second one we tried tonight.
Second one you tried?
Yep.
That was very good.
Yeah,
and
for
the third one? I'm sorry. Third one? I came in late and was trying
to
catch up.
It's all good. The third one was our straight rye. So, I mean, both.
I really liked that.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I love it.
We just make, I mean, we have higher proof whiskeys kind of across the board. So, we make. Vodka and white whiskey, they're both 80 proof. Our bourbon and rolling standard are 92 proof. Our straight rye is 93 proof. And then our barrel strength is 112. So just some higher potency stuff, but incredibly smooth to drink, very balanced, very complex. You pick up so many different flavors. It's not just some semblance of a whiskey taste and then alcohol.
Go ahead.
Sorry, which ones is if you're going to do it with a Coke?
So if you're mixing with Coke, I would do our straight bourbon. Straight bourbon, like Coke, Pepsi, Diet Coke, all that stuff. Because
or even the white, right? I mean,
you could if you want. I mean, you can try it.
I don't know. The white scares me.
I love the white whiskey in cocktails because you can.
Okay, that's more of a clear mixing. Okay.
I mean, being a clear spirit, it's an NGS or neutral grain spirit. It kind of hits different, checks different boxes for different things, spirit and cocktail-wise. But for our bourbon, since it is sweeter, putting it with a Coke or Diet Coke or whatever, that's going to pair better. Like our rye with like a Sprite or 7-Up something, with all the spice that the rye bring you with a lemon-limey sweetness of those lighter sodas.
And we're going to dumb it down for the non-English-speaking people. I think the rye, the reason you would mix it for Sprite is a lot of people like the spiced rums and things like that. That's in that same vein,
yes,
in terms of
correct.
Where it's the flavor, kind of flavor it's going
to
give you.
So I'm gonna say give a shout out to something right now. This weekend, there's a group of nerds, which I'm a part of, that does
makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. They do. They act like they're at the United Nations. It's a Model UN
holy cow.
Conference
oh
that's
God.
Up in Chicago. American Model United Nations. One, if you're on staff like I have been in the past, one of the nights they have an opening where they open up good scotch, like $100 bottles of scotch. If you're not a scotch fan, they're open up whiskeys. They're open up bourbons. They're open up vodkas. They're open up tequilas just to get people out there to drink and talk and have fun and all that. And you're working your ass off during the week with college kids from across the country.
Driving you insane.
Driving you insane. You want to kill those fuckers every now and then. Irregardlessly, it is a word. Look it up. What I'm asking is that have you guys thought about doing a version of your own scotch or something along those lines?
So, like, the Rolling Standard, we call it a Midwestern 4-gram because we utilize malted barley, corn, wheat, and rye. It is that, but it is also a blended whiskey. So we blend a 2-year-old wheated bourbon and an 18-month American single malt. No one has ever said that we're not going to release those separately. A scotch would be an American single malt.
And you were talking about that. You said you hope that it would be done.
Right, because I love wheated bourbons. I mean, wheated bourbon is the hottest thing in whiskey right now. You think of Buffalo Trace, Weller, Maker's Mark,
I had
Pappies. Those are all wheated
bourbons. I was
bourbons.
Given my first okay. bottle of Buffalo Trace for my 40th birthday, and I just finished that this week. It was surprisingly, I enjoyed, and not surprisingly because
it only took you 2 weeks.
Well, no, I want to save myself becoming a whiskey like addict, you know. But I, you know, it's a
you don't want the shakes.
Well, for the price, that is a good entry level price on a quote unquote higher caliber whiskey.
Well, at least for a higher caliber distiller, I mean, Buffalo Trace is. I mean, they're one of the original ones to do it. So
really?
To have them put out a bourbon or I mean. Them and like Weller, Pappy, those are all from the same distillery.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to put something out that's less than $25 for them is pretty remarkable. That,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, since they've been around for so long and their volume is unbelievable, and I mean, they make awesome whiskey. So I mean, it is actually pretty great that they can do that.
You mentioned Pappy. I know they're like the unicorn or the white whatever rare white whale unicorn
right.
of
they,
whiskey.
They were ahead of a lot of people, so they've got the rep of the one you want.
Have you ever had the opportunity to try it or whatnot?
Yeah. So I used
does the hype hold up?
I used to work for the distributor that distributed them on the Kansas side. So we had a bunch of people be able to go in and like pool our money to buy something at cost. So I've tried the 20-year, and then they make I think it's a 13-year rye, and then I've tried like their 10-year. I mean, it's all very good. A lot of the spirits world in general is surrounded around marketing. I mean, if you go back 7 or 8 years, I mean, I've talked to retailers and bartenders who couldn't get rid of Pappy because, I mean, no one knew who it was. But
right.
since with the whiskey and bourbon boom. People have figured out that, wow, this is really great whiskey for the price.
Yeah.
And so that's how it has become the unicorn. That's why it is incredibly hard to get. Now that's why it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
We hit on this, too, when you talked about the boom and talked about the rate of growth and the how there's so many – or well, there's a handful of distilleries now in the Kansas City area. And I lived in Kansas City for a bit. And one thing that obviously had to have helped, and we did mention this earlier, is how Kansas City itself – you know, has kind of grown. I mean, I'm not saying population density has grown, but it definitely cleaned up and grew up a little bit and became a pretty heavy, good tourist area in a couple of spots, which had to help growth. I mean,
absolutely. I mean, so being from Kansas City myself and the family being from Kansas City, I mean, it's night and day from when we grew up to what it is now. I mean, we have, you know, Power and Light, the Crossroads, and I mean, the Royals and Chiefs are relevant now, which they never were when I was younger, so
right.
That's been pretty sweet. But I mean, you used to have a lot of little pockets, kind of like St. Louis. I mean, you have, you know, like Chesterfield, St. Charles,
and it's getting more and more like where you've got these areas, like specific areas, the Waldo District, I
right.
mean, the Power and Light. You got all this cool stuff that's popped up.
Yeah, no North County. Let me tell
no,
you.
No, no North County. No, they got
Major
it.
League soccer. So
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Beautiful stadium too.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully Kansas City's up for a bid for FIFA World Cup in a few years, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Solid.
Yeah, so hopefully that happens. But nothing that lucky ever happens.
There for sure.
But yeah, I mean, just I mean, we I don't know what we're. The report came from, but Kansas City is one of the best places for young professionals to live just because mm-hmm. we are kind of a bigger little city. Cost of living is relatively cheap, and you have corporations like Cerner and Sprint there and stuff like that.
You have Johnson County, which is still one of the richest counties in the country, too.
Overland those Park's gorgeous.
That's yes. Johnson County. Those, that? Yep. Those people have to want their expensive whiskey.
Right. I mean, it's great because, I mean, I tell people all the time, it's great that we are local. That is the easiest push right now in whiskey because there are so many micro distilleries, and just like craft beer, you know, if you're visiting or even if you're from there, everyone wants to try something from that place we're in. Yeah. So it's great that we have that because it is such an easy push right now, but it's also really easy that our products are so phenomenally great. I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm not that great of a salesman, but they make it really easy on me with creating such a great product.
So with that said, like you said, you got the six breweries or whatnot that are six
distilleries.
Distilleries. Sorry, I'm just talking.
It's all good.
Which one, what is your guys' particular claim to fame that sets you guys apart from everybody else?
I mean, probably that we do make everything ourselves and that we were the first in the metro, like in the modern area. I know, like, Rieger is the biggest in Kansas City. They were started, like, pre-prohibition, so they are technically the first, I guess, but kind of now.
They had a big gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, there you go.
Called Prohibition. Right. And, you know, 20th century, all that kind of stuff. But our claim to fame is that, you know, we make everything ourselves. We hand make it. It's authentic. I mean, that's why Patrick, our master distiller, who's also one of the brothers who owns the company, he signs every single bottle of our aged spirits, batch and bottle number, and his signature.
I mean, wow. I can attest to that. I've got a couple.
I mean, and, you know, we don't have multiple people signing it. We don't have a stamp. I mean, it is him. You know, he puts on a wrist guard. He puts on some Grateful Dead or whatever, and he just goes to town signing.
What
bottles.
A day! What a day of work! Like, yeah, it's, I mean, he, Thursday, it's signature day. This is my least favorite day to work.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like the longest day ever.
Oh my! Yeah. You guys, if you want to know what hell looks like, come work at anyone's bottling room that does it themselves. It is the worst job at the distillery.
Oh yeah.
Because we on every single bottle, no matter what it is, we hand fill them, we. Put the corks on, and then we polish every single bottle. We put on all the body labels. We put on the tamper seals, and then Patrick still has to go in and sign every single bottle. I mean, it's unbelievably painstaking, but we make everything with care.
That's the love that makes it
exactly.
Delicious.
Yeah. However, you get to sample.
It's a trade-off.
While you're doing all that,
it's called quality control.
Okay, there we go. There we go. There we go.
Well, I tell you what. We're almost at the 30-minute mark, and I'm not going to keep you a long time because we're going to get Andrew on here too. But I encourage people, and I brought them up because I asked you earlier, and being a brand specialist, you should know this. But your guys' your Instagram handle is Union Horse Distilling Co., and your Twitter is UH Distilling Co. again, Distilling Co., all one word. It's worth a shot, man. I'm telling you, if you take away anything from this conversation and this night of Whiskey School from us is that I know a lot of our listeners and a lot of our friends have really dove into craft beer, like a good chunk of America. But and keep doing it. Keep drinking local. But also remember, you can drink local and support independent-owned whiskeys. Any kind of spirits. But yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't want to call it the next phase because you guys have been around every bit as, or if not longer than beer in this country. And so it's worth checking out. And the product, I got to tell you, like I said, I'm new to whiskey, so to speak. And maybe one of my favorite lines front to back that I've had so far, and that's not, you take that for what it is, but I really dig it. And I think a lot of people will that have it so far.
No, it's very good. And I'm not a whiskey drinker. That was going to be my final question is, do you have anything that would, I can't grow facial hair.
They can't do it.
Do you have anything that will make that is so manly that I will just instantly grow facial hair?
I'd say that's.
I mean, you don't have to have it now, but just think about it in the future for markets.
Well, I think if you just rub barrel strength on your face for a little bit,
that gets
speeds
up the process.
Gotta do it. I'll take that challenge.
That's not a surgeon. That's like, a surgeon general's instruction or anything. But
and I
got good help.
That might be one of the most expensive hair care products you could buy.
Hey, you know, if it works. I mean, we'd all be millionaires.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, biggest
Bender's the only one at this table that does not.
He's
ever
thinking do outside
that
the box.
Does not. Cannot.
Cannot do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But going back to what you're saying, I mean, being local, I mean, you know, we only have 12, 13 full-time employees at the distillery.
That's amazing.
Right, four of them being the family that started it. I mean, if people, you know, tag us or have questions on any of our social media tags, or you can call the distillery and someone will pick it up. If you have questions or you want to, if you're in Kansas City for a random weekend, you want to come do a tour, something like that. I mean, being, you know, being from the Midwest, being local, being as, you know, small a town as we are, we can have a lot of flexibility in answering those questions and, like, you know, helping you guys out with tours and stuff like that. So, I mean, back kind of your support local stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to, you
and
know,
go
touch
to,
on that.
The last thing is unionhorse.com. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Find they, and I'm sure you can go from there to find everything else. And I appreciate you sitting down. I know you've got a busy weekend. When we up when this down is available for download, it'll be past Whiskey in the Winter.
Yeah.
But you're in town for you got a good run here. So we hope you enjoy it. We hope St. Louis is hospitable. And I'm ready for another drink. So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah. So I mean, you know, we love love the Midwest in general, but I always love coming to St. Louis because you have so many different just hot spots to hit. I mean, whether it's out in St. Charles or St. Peter's or, you know, downtown St.
Vegas.
Louis. That's right. I mean, you know, I always have had great success, and the people are always so nice and great to us here. But on our website, I mean, you know, we're about to redo it. It's going to hopefully drop before the end of the year. But we're about to have all of our spirits on there, you know, where to buy. There's tons of cocktails for everything. So, again, we try and make it easy and have everyone enjoy the process. So.
Well, so far I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah. And be safe on the rest of your drinking and driving this weekend on the way back.
Yeah. Uber. We got
Uber.
It.
We got
Uber.
It.
Uber.
Okay, we're back for the third segment, and with us is our third segment regular. And that's he's knocking his mic over like crazy.
It's whiskey night, fellas.
He hasn't drank as much as
I.
Yeah.
I was going crazy.
That's what you want.
Yeah. So Andrew's here, and as always, we're at the Beer Sauce Shop. So our boy Andrew's here from the Beer Sauce Shop. And we were just talking about Second Shift and Katie, and then we went on the side project, and we were talking about things that frustrate us. And I wanted to tell you, because I don't think I've told you this. So I was at Osage Beach for my 40th birthday. Couple weeks ago.
Old balls.
And I put, yeah, really, they're sagging. They're almost to my knees. So I put on there, I put, like, hey, so I went onto that that page, and I put, hey, I'm in Osage Beach, Lake of the Ozarks. Where's a good place to drink for craft beer?
Did you get the Applebee's?
The first response I got was, bring your own beer. And I said, really, dipshit? Because I did bring my own beer. I was asking if I was to leave the cabin, where should we go? And he's like, oh, I'm just saying. There's not a lot of good options. Of course, friend, Kyle
right,
Dent,
right,
said,
right.
Go to Papa's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was solid. And then...
Yeah, they had a St. Louis location for a minute.
Really? Where was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, hmm. Down by the old Six Row.
Oh, okay.
Slough.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, it was good. Pizza was good. Beer was good. But it befuddles me, and like I said, I love being a member of the St. Louis beer enthusiast. But the responses I got were one person told me to go to Mother's, which tells me geographically our St. Louis people don't know shit.
Well, yeah. You know, maps.
Yeah, and then the other said you should probably hit up Macanoodles again. No one's not close to Osage Beach, but yeah, it was a bit – it was everything – in my own post – everything that frustrates me and entertains me in the same breath
yeah.
happened in my own post.
Did you get
did
any
you hit
Google
the...
it?
No, no,
that's
no, no. It's
response.
It's GTS. Google that shit.
Yeah.
GTS, motherfucker.
Did you hit that distillery up right there on the
Ozark distillery?
You were in Tantara, right?
Yeah, we did.
He went to
yeah.
Ozark distillery, right?
And it was a good time.
Oh, you posted pictures of that one.
Yeah.
Did you actually do the tour?
We did. It was awesome.
Right.
Unlimited samples.
Yeah. We tried to do the tour after golf. Well, we were down there over the summer, and our golf got rained out. We only got 9 holes in. So, like, well, I'll swing by the distillery. How busy can it be? And it said on their website.
Super busy.
It said on their website, tours by appointment only.
Yep.
They meant that shit.
No, they did. Yeah, it packed.
Oh, wow.
There was probably
yeah,
50
was tons
people,
of people
in mine.
There.
And I was in the off season. I was in November
yeah.
and or October 28th. And we got the luxury of not having one behind us.
Yeah.
So it was nice because they let us go, and we became friends with the owner and or the distiller, and we had a good time. And that's where I knew a little bit about tonight's whiskey, like the fact that they get their barrels from the same place, which apparently is the leading place in the world to get barrels from.
Is it in Missouri?
It's Lebanon, Missouri.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
say the best barrels in
hey,
the entire world.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's that wood is perfect.
We should change Missouri's motto to
we got good wood.
Yeah, we got good wood. So tonight, like I said, tonight was our first whiskey school that I've ever done.
Yeah.
Any kind of whiskey school. Man, I loved it.
It was good.
And I told you I love this whiskey.
It's good stuff. I mean, the rolling standard, I almost said rolling rock.
Yeah, which not is completely rock. Different.
Not even
not
close,
the same color, not
close,
the same flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal stuff. Which one were all of your favorites tonight?
Go ahead, Keith.
It's a toss-up, but I'm a big rye fan, so oh, yeah. It was between the rye and the barrel strength rye. Although I think I may give the edge to the barrel strength,
I'm
just
with
because
you there,
it's got a little
it's my
bit,
favorite.
Obviously, it's got more alcohol to it, but that kick at the end with the
plus,
spice was just perfect.
Oh yeah!
Plus, you can afford it.
Yeah,
well,
maybe
he really did
no
say
option.
That. Yeah, apparently, living in Belleville,
Bell Vegas. Come on, Bell
Vegas. What about you, Bender? Now
I
you
really
came in late.
The,
you didn't have the rolling
spin
standard.
That real quick. No, I had
the straight bourbon.
That's what you came in.
I came in on the straight bourbon, but blinking now.
The rolling standard.
Rolling standard.
Yeah.
That, thank you.
That's the one
rolling
you came
standard
in.
Is the one
four,
I came
four
in.
Four grain that has that nice, smooths it out real
yeah.
nicely.
Yeah.
Love it. And then, so, Jeremy, when you went on the tour, remind me of the name of the distillery.
Ozarks Distillery. Ozark Distillery.
The Ozark Distillery. Did they make their own juice? Like, they get the grains and mash in?
Yeah, he did.
That
yeah,
part of the
he did. Yep.
Awesome. Well, then we'll definitely have to talk to them about getting their product.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. He was.
Would you
it
recommend
was,
it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you know, I don't think he's going to listen, but I will say this. We left there. I bought a couple of their flavored moonshines over their bourbon because
okay.
their bourbon was around the price point for what I thought it, how good it was.
Right.
It was definitely good.
Sure.
I thought it was $15 cheaper good, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was around a $45 price range.
Okay.
And I thought it was very solid. If it was 30, I'm on.
Yeah.
But for 45, I want the barrel strength.
You want a little
I want
more.
Basil Hayden.
Okay.
I want something
oh, yeah.
a little more,
okay.
you know what I mean? And it was good, and it's, I mean, very good. But if I'm spending near $50, I want something that I'm like, I would
okay.
give this as a present, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah. I picked up their Bloody Mary mix. Cause
it's
I was,
solid.
It's very good Bloody Mary. Yeah, really, really good.
I tell you this, I got their vanilla bean and
Ooh.
Their cinnamon.
Oh, you dug that?
Sounds like I'm getting white girl wasted if I
can. Yeah, because I love vanilla Coke and vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Oh, God, what is
and
wrong
that,
with you?
I know. My wife got the cinnamon because
I'm with you.
You take the cinnamon and you mix it with a cream soda and it tastes like a cinnamon roll, and she
yeah.
loves cinnamon rolls.
So
yeah.
I will
sneaky
say,
drink.
My outer fat kid is excited about that.
Me and the wife.
Outer.
In March, went to Pinckneyville Bend Distillery.
Oh,
it's in New Haven, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's had those whiskeys.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that place. So we mm-hmm. took the little taste testing that they had there. Fortunately for us, they didn't charge us because they were out of their glasses, so they poured it in plastic, so they didn't want to charge
oh,
us
nice.
For that. So we took,
for the plastic.
We took every sample that they had to offer. It was tough driving back to the wineries in Augusta after that. But
so
I would say that was some good stuff right there.
To what he just said, which one of their whiskeys do you have here right now?
We've got the Rested.
Okay, and that's that top
is,
shelf.
Yeah, right that's there. That award winner, big, tall, thin bottle.
I had that on the flights. One of the things I love about, I mean, you know, we talk about you all the time, sponsor of the show. And we're gonna get into that in a bit.
He's like, "Where's my beer? Damn it!"
Yeah, well,
you
yeah.
owe us.
Well,
We're gonna go shopping here in a minute.
I want to tell
Sweet.
People what we're gonna do. You know, but one of the things.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear.
I think the best value of what you guys do, and you guys have a lot of good values, but I think one of your best values, and I've had a couple friends in town take advantage of it, is that your $10 whiskey flights.
Oh, you can't beat it, man!
Three different samples of whiskey for $10. I mean, that's. I mean, some of those whiskeys you have are probably in some bars are $10 a shot.
Oh, they are. Yeah, you're getting three quarter ounce pours. I mean, you're
okay.
getting an adequate amount of whiskey there, especially for that price point.
I can tell you, I did two of those and I felt good when I
so
left
it's
one day.
It's a bargain at twice the price.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But no, it's a really great way instead of spending that $40 to $60 on a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Just come in, try three of them if you're not sure about them, or. As Jeremy does, try six of them.
Yeah.
Decide
yeah.
on three of them.
or come to whiskey school like we did tonight.
Oh, definitely.
Because we've talked about this ad
nauseum.
Yeah,
we love it when they pour their bottles.
Right. And we've talked about this ad nauseum. You've got four schools a month. You've got your whiskey, you've got your barbecue, you've got your bottle share, and you've got your beer school. And they're all, there's no charge.
Totally
sign
free.
Up because
all you have to do
limited.
Is RSVP. Yeah. Just go to our website. We cap it at 35 people. I got to buy new chairs. We had to break out the camping chairs today. Yeah. So,
I tell you what, those guys that brought the camping chairs, though, those were vets. They're in your in the short
so
time you've been open.
So they brought their own in?
Oh, no. We had,
oh, you
we had,
have
we had
them
stashed
I was
going to
say, that's
so
awesome.
So we got the big green egg, which, segue, perfect Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a cooler built in for all those soccer parents. Yeah. Add any sport in there.
Just like looked right at me.
Yeah, you like are a soccer parent.
Oh, you need it. You need it. You got some athletes. But no, I mean, most importantly, you have beer close at hand.
Do you have that? I know you brought your phone up for the events coming up, but did you just have, or you got a Big Green Egg beer, barbecue school coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, so kickoff December, we've got Big Green Egg in the house. They are going to show you everything that's up with cooking on those big.
When
beautiful,
is green eggs?
Beautiful grills.
When is that?
That's December 6th. So Big Green Egg will be in the house.
I'll be out of town.
I'm going to be in North Carolina for work. Mm. Oh, that
ouch.
Sucks.
When you're there, are you going to take your shirt off and spin it around the air? Just
yeah.
Like
I'm going to go in the ocean and do my beach body pics in December. So
way to bring in the early 2000s reference.
I'm old.
Katie Pablo.
I'm old. What else you got coming up?
So then on December... I'm blanking on the date. Second Wednesday of the month, we have our bottle share. Always a good time. We may have a new brewery out here this time, working on it. But then on the 20th, we've got Whiskey School.
A new brewery or a new brewery to you?
A new to us brewery. Okay. So we're trying to
get me all excited.
Trying to get Schmaltz Brewing in here.
Oh, cool.
So if you've met Jeff. Dude with a big old beard.
He's been
awesome, dude.
Been on for a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Man, that was a fun one.
One thing I do want to tell people too, real quick. We do say that these things are free to join or go to. I just want to give you a little bit of props, and I know I think your Uncle Dave, who works here, one of the great people that work here with
Uncle
you.
Dave.
Everyone that works here is awesome. Everybody, if you're not coming here, and Andrew's Rick's not here, you still get great quality. You get people that love the product and know the product, but. The bottle share in particular I want to talk about for a second, too. And I know this feels like an infomercial. I feel like
No, honestly, I haven't been to one yet, and I really want to go.
The bottle shares are probably the most selfless thing you guys do because you're not making a dime on the bottle share.
No, we're come in. We'll provide water and glassware. You know, bring in a cool bottle. Really, it's and it sounds cheesy, but we want to bring the beer community together.
Yeah, community.
Because it sounds silly to say a beverage has a community, but it really does. And there's some... damn good people in the local beer community.
And occasionally, like the first one you ever did, which you were sick for, lame.
I know, right?
Was, no, him. Andrew was. But Founders did the first one, so they even brought some beers. And Craft Republic brought a couple of extra beers.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so it's not – I mean, yes, it is bottle share, and it's BYOB on those nights. But sometimes you do have people that will also bring stuff. But if you don't – I mean, what I'm trying to say is if you haven't bought into how much we talk about you guys and how much we're up here and stuff like that, I mean, that is – you don't get a lot of businesses encouraging you to come up and bring your own
drink
shit
free.
And not buy anything. But I guarantee you're going to buy
cool
something.
People. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to – I mean, you're going to find something. You're a beer guy or gal, of course.
I'm going to make my cousin come up with me on the next one, Jason.
Next whiskey school.
Both. Bottle share and – because – talk shit on the pot, like on my craft beers and stuff all the time. Yeah. But every time I bring one to whatever holiday,
especially a porter,
he tries it. He's like, ah, that's all right. And then he'll text me like the next day, like, I'm at Schnucks. What was that thing we drank last night? What do you think I'd like? So he's like, you know, trying. I'm like, just FaceTime me. And
if there's
show
such
the
a thing, if there's such a thing, for whatever reason, if there was such a thing as a closet craft beer fan,
exactly.
It's him. What else you got coming?
So, yeah, after the 20th with Spirits of St. Louis, which is our next whiskey school, also known as Square One. So they have the brewery side, and then they do the distillery.
I did not know they were the same people until you
said
Square
One Brewery. I'm pretty positive they are. I could be wrong there.
Which one of theirs do you have here?
So
I want to know if I've had
their,
it.
Hop-tomistic, or their hop...
Which one?
Hopski.
Hopski. Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
wait,
that's
Square One
that's,
Brewery.
J.J. Newcomb.
J.J. Newcomb is a very solid one. I bought that one for. Or no, I apologize. The guy may have gave me the bottle of Newcomb.
Oh, nice.
No, I bought the bottle of Newcomb. He gave me the Vermont Night.
He
gave me what he had left of that before
Vermont
you guys
Night
had it
we
in.
Just got in, and that is mapley goodness.
And he gave me the big bottle, which, by the way, the best Irish whiskey or Irish coffee I've ever had is from that Vermont Night.
Oh, really?
Mm. It's a maple infused whiskey. Ooh. So put it in your coffee. Okay. Oh, but the Newcomb.
And I do it before work.
Yes, okay. It's because it's coffee.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
But the Newcomb, for those that don't know or haven't had it yet, I even took that to Osage Beach with me. That's a
bring your own whiskey.
Maybe if I could be selling it wrong. I'm still new to the whiskey, but that has a little bit sweeter of a finish than your average whiskey.
Oh, most definitely.
And that's what I dug about it. It was very different. So you've got them coming up, which I'll probably come up. We should bring Jason to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that one's going to be fun. Their rep, I'm blanking on his name.
Good
but
dude.
Just awesome, awesome guy. Super supportive, you know. And that's what we're all about, supporting each other, you know, in the craft community. So it's really cool to see. And that's not just BS. That's the truth. I mean, they want us to succeed because if we do well here, then they're doing well too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still small business at the end of the day. You know?
Yeah, and I don't think that this is sneaking under the radar or it's a secret that you guys have the whiskey selection you do. But I will say this. We always tell people that you have the amount of beers you have, whiskeys you have and stuff. But I still feel like so much attention is given to your sauces and your beers.
Yeah.
That I think people may...
Could it be in the name, you think?
Beer Sauce Shop, yeah.
You think so?
But, yeah.
Well, hey, someone recommended we change our name yesterday.
Oh, what'd they say, though?
I don't remember.
You just put the damn
sign, man. I was seeing red.
But I get it. I mean, I don't get it, but I do. I mean, yeah. I mean, I get how it doesn't encompass it, but
right.
That's why, you know, there's people like us and your other friends of your shop that are out there talking about it, because I got to tell you, since you guys have opened... I think only on two occasions have I bought a whiskey from a grocery store.
Yeah.
I buy them all here.
I will say, I'm looking at all the whiskeys and all that right now, and you don't have the Jack Daniels, you don't have the Jim Beams, have all the
local stuff.
The locals or craft where they make small batches, and that's where the good stuff is at.
Awesome.
Right,
well, hey, thanks for noticing that. And that's what we try and do. You know, We have some rules, you know, for as far as the craft beer goes. We want it all to be independent.
And you do break that here and there just
on
because
occasion,
you can't
on
help
occasion,
it with
sure.
beer.
Sure.
Well, then, I mean, in the market changes so fast.
Sure. Yeah, it does change. I mean,
but you can't adhere to it with the whiskeys.
With the whiskeys, we're going local, man. I mean, within 150, 200 miles of here, with some exceptions.
Union Horse has got to be the farthest out, right?
Yeah, we brought in Pogues, which is a nice
good.
Irish whiskey out of Cork. So it's a 5 and a 6 year blend. Really nice, super smooth. Some people,
after the band.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Really?
And,
it really
and,
is.
Yeah. Shane, the lead singer, actually had some. He was helping out make that. So I'm sure he just did a lot of tastings.
But that's still helping.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's good. It's a good Irish whiskey. Irish whiskey, I think probably some people have a little harder time with some of the Irish whiskey.
Sure.
But, it's solid. It's solid.
Yeah.
I have a lot of really, really bad memories of
so
Irish.
So we brought up, unless you got another event that you can think that you want to plug real quick.
So real quick, we do have the Beer School with Odell on November 29th.
I thought it
so
was
that's,
Odell.
Oh,
that's
that
coming up. So we've got...
I got to come to that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And Jake Schneider from Odell does a fantastic job. He covers a huge territory, but he always takes care of us here.
Makes
so.
Time for you, the guys.
Yeah,
that he needs.
It's awesome. So,
what non-Wednesday thing? Because we've said you got something every Wednesday.
Yeah. So Wednesdays are our schools, our tasting schools, as we call them. But then we've been trying to get tastings in here on Saturdays. So
yeah, you guys have done a good job with that too, especially
so
with
Saturday,
the meats.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the chili cook-off thing was a blast, man.
Oh,
I only got to
good.
Swing in, and I did not participate. I swung by, and just tasted a couple chilies. I tasted Jeremy's. I tasted Tom's. Tom's was not as bad as Jeremy made it out to be.
It was a little bad.
Yeah, but it was all right. But I tasted a couple other people's chilies. It was a good time. Spent about an hour and a half here at a daughter.
Hell of a turnout.
Hell of a turnout, man.
I'm glad the fire marshal
didn't show
up. And I
don't think – the thing is, I think people see the Beer Sauce Shop sign and they think – not that you guys are hurting for business, but
– sure.
My wife's big thing was, is it family friendly? I'm like, I'm going to assume it is because we were running around.
Well, actually, this
and I had
evening,
the daughter with us.
Yeah,
this
no,
evening
I mean,
I saw a teenage girl in here. Maybe, oh, really? Maybe a preteen girl
well,
in here with
a,
her parents.
I had sure. a, my daughter was almost three. She's three now.
Sure.
So she came in. I don't think she had as much fun as I did.
Well, sure.
And
sure.
I, yeah, my wife had to chase around and not knock bottles over, but it is family friendly in here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, we're a retail shop. We're not. A liquor store, you know.
I'm just saying, these little events you guys do, the turnout is amazing, and it's a lot of fun.
Good, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for
And I bring my kids all the time.
Any chance you're going to come over to Belleville? And
oh, I love me some Beast Barbecue.
Yes. Yeah. They are awesome. Plug to Beast Craft Barbecue over in Belleville.
Oh, yeah.
Off of 159.
Good beer selection,
and,
too.
North Belt West. Regardless, are you going to come over and open up a shop over there? Because I would frequent it at least once a week if you were.
Hey
over
man,
there.
that's a market that we haven't even really thought about yet.
The Southern Illinois area is pretty slow to
awful.
Things. It's pretty awful.
No,
let's call it.
Is that a bring your own beer place?
That would be all into that.
But there is plenty of spots. Whether you're in Belleville, O'Fallon, Fairview
sure.
Heights,
somewhere
Edwards,
in that area,
somewhere in that area. Get something over there. That would
yeah,
be awesome.
Yeah, because it's just a little
town
and then
cornfield. Yeah, we're open if anyone wants to invest.
Yeah,
we're
here's
taking
the thing. That
I
mean,
don't have that kind of money.
That
right
means
there.
He didn't listen to the podcast where you guys announced it and when you've had you on. But, yeah, they definitely – I mean, they are quite open to franchising this.
Yeah.
So
and, I don't have that kind of money right
But
there.
If anyone is – and let's hope – you know, let's hope this is a problem you have in 3 to 5 years where you're like,
definitely.
What other parts of the area do we want to open up in? Because,
sure.
you know, sky's the limit. You got to reach for the stars, so you do land among the clouds. I mean, that's a thing.
That was
but,
the corniest fucking thing I've ever.
It's a real thing, man. Look it up. But
I'll Google it later.
Outside the chili cook-off, which is
GTS,
a blast, we said you're trying to do more Saturday things.
We are, yeah.
And you do have random stuff pop up. You guys have done an excellent job of saying, hey, we've got so and so here from 1 to 4, so and so here from 4 to 6, things like that going on random days now.
Definitely, and thank you. And this Saturday, actually, the 18th, at noon, we've got Saga Talk Brewing out here. They're going to be pouring some of their awesome stuff.
Neapolitan milk stout,
oh, yeah,
which
you
is
can't
not
go without that. Yeah, perfect dessert beer, so definitely pick some of that up for the holiday. And then Big O Liqueur, so they do the ginger liqueur.
Oh,
they're going to be out here pouring as well, so it's going to be awesome.
Are they going to mix it? I mean, in the
oh, they'll do some little some cocktails. Yeah, they know what's up.
Who'd you have? You had someone doing some mixed cocktails after this last Saturday, for those that don't know, was and I do say this knowing that I full-fledged was in, but the most awful thing in the world is beer and cereal pairing. But it's awful in a good way. It was not something I would ever, but I had to try it,
so
which was with Founders. Go ahead.
No, you know, finish your story. I was just thinking.
So, and you had someone immediately following that was doing, who was that?
Heirloom Bottling Company. So they do shrubs.
Yeah, and that was good. That was nice mixed drinks after that. I enjoyed those.
As opposed to beer, because he was kind of bitching about it a little bit.
What was I bitching about?
But last night, I was sitting at the house, and long story into a short story.
Too late.
I went to Philadelphia. Over the summer, I had my first black and white cookie from Seinfeld. You know, the black and white.
Oh, the one that made him sick.
Yeah.
The center of your street.
By the way, black and white cookies are delicious if you get them in, you know, that's East Coast. But anyways, so basically anything black and white I've found so far, I've tried. And I had I bought Intimate's black and white donuts last night.
Oh, I saw those.
Oh, I haven't seen
those. Okay, not too bad. It's not a black and white cookie, not even on the same scale whatsoever. But at the same time, I was like, I'm going to mix this with the Schlafly coffee stout. It's
right.
Pretty good. Beer and donuts, not a bad combo.
No, those are good.
Not at all.
And I will say this, and I said this, I even tweeted it while I was here. The coffee stout with the cereal was by far the only doable combination, I thought.
Yeah.
And I had it two ways. I had it with the Cocoa Puffs that it gave out to the masses, and then I got an extra taste with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which was even better.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that was the only one. The IPAs with the fruity,
no.
No
bueno.
No.
Yeah.
Now, are we doing a kegs and eggs? Is that a thing that's going
to
happen?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do that
St. Patrick's Day kegs and eggs type.
I think that can be done.
On a like big green egg, maybe. I mean, I'm.
Oh hell yeah!
Kegs and the big green eggs.
Yeah,
that's a pretty. You're clever.
I'm a fucking marketing genius, man. I don't get paid for it.
So we talked about a little bit earlier about how we were going to do the six pack that you were going to do for us.
Yeah, the weekly mix of six.
And you said you have the thing where you do the. Do you guys film it? I know. Rick loves bringing the camera.
Photo. Yeah, he's a ham. He loves it.
And so you're doing where you're the Andrews picks.
Yeah. So I just say the beer guys mix of six every Friday. We put that out. So. It could be something we got in a couple weeks ago. It could be something that's brand new. But either way, it's going to be something you're going to want to try based on the weather, based on what's happening, based on what I drank the night before.
Here's what I want to do. Because you're going to part of being the sponsor of the show, you're going to give us a mixed six-pack. And we want it of your choosing. It can be... on a whim, it could be the best of the month, but what we're going to do is the episode after you give it to us, we're going to devote a full segment that episode. So once a month, we're going to devote a full segment to breaking down and reviewing those beers.
Yep.
I've got the sample glasses. I have everything we need, so we're going to break
all
it
right.
down. And
you have the cereal?
Yeah, well, I got kids, so I got cereal, but we will not. And you know what? If you ever want to do something unique like that, saying, hey, this is a... Or if it's just something that's compared to some special event we got coming up,
definitely.
We'll do it that way. However we want to do it. But whatever it is, we're going to devote that show. And you know how we do random pop culture stuff and beer stuff. But whatever it is, the immediately that week, that you give that we're going to devote that half of the show or however long it takes. We say half. You know how we are. It's going to turn
half,
into the
third.
Whole fucking show. But to whatever those beers are. And we're gonna break them down, sample them, and talk about what we like and dislike about them. And, that's where I envision it going.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Whether or not the flop does it, because she loves beer, but her beer scope, she won't do.
We'll put her in.
We're going to make her do it. That's where it'll get interesting, because she takes a sour.
Yeah, you have to, because, like, my favorite was, and she messed me up, and I love everything that Schlafly does, but that black IPA they did last year, I loved it.
I did, too.
Until she said, it tastes like liquid meat. And then, from there on... Every time I drank it, it ruined it for me. And I was like, God damn it, Missy. You fucked this up for me.
So, and I know you said we'll go shopping after.
Still love you, Slavely.
I literally don't want to be involved in picking. And the reason I don't want to is because I know...
Oh, I wasn't going to listen to you anyway.
Okay, because I'll go to what I want.
Yeah
and right.
I want to try... This will be a good reason to expand my horizons, because I'm not a big sour guy.
I always shy away from the sours, the saisons, and to be honest with you,
how about
I really don't
to
even
us?
Go to
what
the
about,
porters and the stouts.
What about this? What if I individually wrap them? You all take your first sip without knowing what it even is.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And then
that'd
you
be
can,
fun.
Then you can ID it. So, you know.
That would be that'd be awesome.
You don't even have a clue.
We still
would
want to pour it into a glass.
All over
though.
Me.
Oh, yeah. No, you need to pour it in the glass. Yeah. You can do a little
I got
little
the samples. I got flight glasses. And I've even got the flights. So, I got the wood paddles and everything.
I think that'd be fun. Let's get that again.
When is this happening so I can plan on?
You're not a host. You're just here.
You out, brother.
You got here by default. You got you're only on here. You're only on here because Tom.
You know, I can still buy the stuff.
That should be the one that we film a little
bit. I like that idea. We'll film it and I'll put it up on our YouTube because we have a YouTube page. So
yeah, you do.
Yeah.
There was a bar up in Wisconsin. I don't know the name of it. If my buddy Travis listens, he'll tell me. But for $1, you do that. It's a mix of six. So $6 to give you random six honestly shitty beers.
Right.
In a brown paper bag, and you play Russian roulette with the beers.
Wow.
They're all fucking terrible. They're like Labatt Blues and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun.
Hey, we are getting running late, and I know it's getting late, but there's two things I want to cover. One, because you just brought this up.
Okay.
And because
Wisconsin.
I wish he was here. No, just about the challenge thing.
Yeah.
And I wish he was here, but I really want Rick, and I'll even buy it. I really want to see him do the one chip challenge.
The one chip challenge. I think the sauce guy owes it to us
do
that.
That's his thing.
I think you're
right. We got to do it. Have you seen this?
I think we make it happen. I think I know what I'm getting him for Christmas.
I just listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
The ABC podcast guys do it, and ruined their Saturday, I would say, most of the guys.
It really did. It was bad for them. Yeah. So I want to see that. The other thing I want to bring up, and I know it's been a while, but we haven't had you on because it's been hard to get back up and since you went to the Great American Beer Fest. That was your first trip.
Oh, man. I can't wait to go back. I think I'm going to have to take a year off, but it was phenomenal. It was awesome.
Good time.
Four sessions, 3 days.
Let's guess.
Too many beers.
Let's ballpark. How many different beers that you had never had did you drink?
We're going to be around 400.
We got to go.
We got to go. How do we get the press pass?
The press pass? You don't want the press pass. You got to find you a brewer and get their passes.
That's the new shit right there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So, I bought mine. They're like $180 bucks.
Fuck, I'll pay $180
for 400 beers.
Yeah,
I'd pay 400.
So they actually have 3,500 beers.
Yeah, God, that's way more than we estimated in the episode where we talked about it. I said they had to have at least 600-700. 3,500.
That's a lot of beers.
Insane. And really,
challenge
people
accepted.
Talk about the lines, etc. It's really not that bad.
Oh, that was my next question.
Was how, like, maybe the longest line. We waited for some stuff.
So is it just the normal, like, you expect
it's
the sample
size? It's a one-ounce pour.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I drank maybe half an ounce, traded. We did a lot of dumping.
Really?
Just wanted to taste it, you know. Didn't want to get too messed up.
Yeah.
Did a bunch of day tripping.
And we look at
before
things completely
that.
Different because I would
well,
be.
Well, we did some heavy drinking before that. We checked out all the breweries.
I will say this. Your trek there looked every bit as entertaining as your actual event.
Oh, man. We always have fun. We met up with Dave Johnson randomly with Missouri Beer in the middle of Kansas. So right in Hayes, Kansas. They ended up staying in the room right next door to us. So went over, had a few whiskeys with them, had some beers with them, and then met him up in Denver.
The beers that you sampled, could you then get more pours for that? Like purchase them or
it wasn't a one and done. No.
Oh no, you do. You
it was
do
a beer
you,
festival,
man.
Right?
You could get back right back in line and go down the line.
Okay.
Which I get the appeal, like to if you found one that you just loved, but I think where I like with like you if I were there.
Oh yeah.
My goal would be to try as many as possible. I would just want to tell people I just drink 500 different beers.
I was just like a giddy child at Disney. I mean, I was just jumping from line to line. I took my Uncle Dave and then my brother Jonathan with us.
And you left your other brother behind.
Well, Jonathan lost his job at just the right time, which allowed him to go, and he got a new job.
He did get a new job, right?
He's out of accounting. So.
I sat here at the bar while you were gone with your other brother. Why he was like, "Yeah, they didn't take me." I was like, "Yeah, you got the short straw, man."
Yeah. Well, he's got the day gig.
That's right.
But I just sell beer, so
Man, I'm down. I gotta tell you, I think. I don't know what time that's what that's September October is that when it is
early what was it first week of October I believe
I think
the
I can
third
make that
through
happen.
The fifth
I think I can
is it always in Denver
yes it is always in Denver okay. It's this year it was the same weekend as
Denver
Augusta
twice.
Bottoms Beer Fest
I like it let's go ahead and let's wrap up but if there's anything that you want to bring up that we haven't already covered or that we've failed to left out what do you got.
Yeah, so we do have our flavor collaboration, we call it. So we do flavor collaboration beers, but this time I want to focus on our sauces. So we have a 3-pack of the Whiskey Series sauces. We have a all done with Stumpy's in Columbia.
Those are the best. The Carolina mustard?
There you go.
The best.
Pulled pork. Man, drizzle that over. Phenomenal.
Chicken. Great on chicken. I did it on chicken. That's why my family loves it.
So we got that guy. All of these come in the big 750 ml. So about 25 ounces of sauce you're going to get. We also have the bourbon infused, which when we're making that bad boy, it's a St. Louis style sweet. We literally turn over 3, maybe 4 bottles of bourbon from Stumpy's, just let it soak in, boil it down. So all the booze does cook out, but you get really nice, unique character from it. And then we have the bourbon barrel aged. So St. Louis style sweet again, but that puppy sits in a 15-gallon bourbon barrel for 6 months. This latest batch did 7 months because we were busy.
So it was just extra.
So it got better.
Yeah. You guys also recently did a collaboration and event with Good News, which I took part of on that Friday, first night
of
it.
Good old Sausage Fest.
Your brother was up there. You weren't up there, and it was a Sausage Fest. And I got to tell you what, food was delicious. Beer was delicious. What'd you guys contribute to that?
So we were the condiment providers.
Yeah.
So we had a whole bunch of our mustards. We got some really nice habanero mustards that I actually had on my burger last night. Made it 10 times better.
Hmm.
We had all kinds of hot sauces and all kinds of the mustards and the ketchup. All the things. Well, ketchup don't put on a hot dog ever.
Yeah, don't do
That's
that.
My rule.
Yeah, don't do that.
We did that, and then we're working on doing a collaboration with them for a crawfish boil too. So we're gonna mix up a special rub.
I'll be without the wife, but I'm all in.
No, my wife will be there. I went to Good News Brewery last weekend. I had a little friend's Thanksgiving at the house, and testament/complaint to Good News Brewery. They're doing so well. It was busy as shit on Saturday.
Yep.
I showed up with my growler thinking I could get a little dirty laundry brown ale.
Which is a very good brown ale.
It is very good. They don't do growlers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you serious? I almost was like, give me 5 pints.
I'll pour it in my pints
in a funnel. I'll go home. But, you know, I didn't know they didn't do growlers.
They're brewing it one barrel at a time.
Yeah, they really are, which... She said, though, that they have a second location in the works, and they...
Yeah, I imagine as they grow, they'll get there.
They do amazing work there.
Pizza's good. Beer's
Man,
good.
That crust is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. And the condiments on that night were good, and that's because the condiments were brought to you from the beer sauce shop, which is on 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. What is your social stuff again so people can follow you?
Yeah, beer sauce shop, all of them. So
everyone.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, when I post things there.
Hey, go follow them. And
post... You pouring beers because then I just want to show up and drink beer.
And I don't think you know this, but I've got a running thing that if anybody that is not a close friend, like the gentleman to my right, Kiefer, who's been on every segment tonight,
or a
family member, if you just hear, like I'd mentioned a couple weeks or last week during the beer and cereal pairing, some guy spotted my voice, said, hey, I listen to your show every week.
I recognize.
If you are that person, not just that person. That was Travis. He'll know. He appreciated our shout out last episode. But if you say, I'm here because I heard you guys talking about them, I will buy you a beer. That's just it to it. You'll get
a
free beer.
You know what? You say you're not going to buy me a beer, but motherfucker, I bought you a beer tonight.
And you did? Didn't even.
Yes, I did.
When did
I
you
did
buy me a beer?
When we got our first beer of the night, I bought you your beer.
Yeah. I didn't know he bought it. I thought Andrew got me the beer like he typically does.
I bought you
on my first beer of the night. So that is definitely worth coming out. And like I said, if it's an event we're at, tell me you're here because of me. You're gonna or us, not me.
Yeah.
But we'll buy you a beer.
If you say you're here for Jeremy's big dumb face, I'll buy you a beer also.
That's two beers. So again, that's Beer Sauce Shop. We are the Random Ass Podcast. Tonight was Whiskey School with Union Horse Distillery.
Good time.
It was a good time. We're gonna wrap up. Bender, say bye.
Bye.
We're playing the music. We're out.
Hold on to your butts. I'm bringing it back.
Bringing it back.